What is up, boozers? Once again, it's been a long time, and just taking the time out. I'm on location again at the Poirier Sports and Leisure Complex in beautiful, or at least lovely, Coquitlam, BC. Once again, just chilling down here, actually in the timekeeper's box, where I have been for the past half a season for the Coquitlam Express Junior A Hockey Club. And it's kind of weird how I got here to begin with. Just as a volunteer for the Express, too. Just thinking to myself on this one, wouldn't it be nice just be able to reflect on my first season where I've been involved in junior hockey and how much of a difference it is between this and the NHL, how it feels like the kids that come out and play here every night, they got some heart to it because they're trying to make it to the big show. In comparison, it's the big show for these guys and making a big bucks in the NHL and hope and the chance of lifting the holy grail of hockey. There's a difference. These guys still have a long ways to go, but as those that move on, and this team has produced some Stanley Cup champions in the 11 years that they've been running, they don't forget where they're from, and they continue to play with heart instead of their wallets. And that's all I hope for these guys. But it's been a good season for these guys. My first time in junior hockey, I've just gotten engrossed in it. It's just something else. It's a great experience for everything. Not really much else to talk about. I don't even know if we get to upload this boo right away because the Wi-Fi here kind of stinks. But I'll at least give it a shot. It'll either go up right away or in the next couple of hours. When I get home, my dad should be home. It's actually kind of been a long week with him away in Edmonton. And I'm kind of glad to have him back. Otherwise, it's 12:55, is only about 20 minutes before spectators start pouring in, and I'm just kind of resting. You probably hear the Zamboni come on onto the ice right now. But otherwise, let's talk about games the next 2.5 minutes, per se. Mass Effect 3 comes out in 2 days. If I'm not skiing tomorrow night, I do hope to go to a midnight launch. If I do go to a midnight launch, I'll likely be posting an audio boo from where I am. As I'll likely be in range of some Wi-Fi there, and I should have my friend along, and you might hear his weird opinions again. Anyways, other than that, it's been mainly Vita for me. I picked up Dynasty Warriors next, and you know, I was a bit turned off by some of the reviews I've seen. I tend to trust some of the less professional reviews. I frequent Destructoid a lot, and sometimes it will take Jim Sterling's reviews to heart, because even though he comes off as a harsh guy, he usually knows what he's talking about, but I'll also keep in mind that he is a bit harsh, and I think for the Dynasty Warriors review, that happened. Again, there's a couple of oversights. I don't blame him for messing it up, or for missing on some of the ways that some of the lacking touch controls in some of those mini-games. Being able to control it with the right stick as well. I was actually happy to hear about that because I thought I would really struggle with those too. But it was a fair... That review was fair, to be honest, but I'm actually loving it. Whenever I play it, I end up playing it for a good 2 to 3 hours. And it's kind of fun. Otherwise, one of the games I traded in to pre-order my Vita was Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky. I now have that again. And depending on how things go with money, I might actually give Disgaea 2 a shot. Well, we'll see how that goes. But for now, it's pretty much all going to be about Mass Effect 3 later this week. And not much else to talk about. I have some things to get to here. So until next time, I'll see you later, boozers.